Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't have heard of it, but urea. Now, urea is a part of a fertilizer. Yep. Also, it's called AdBlue as well, which goes into diesel fuel. At the moment, we get 80% of our urea out of China. And there's a lot of complications at the moment with China, and getting urea out of there is very, very hard. So the supply chains are starting to fall down, which means dire for Australia. Everyday Aussies, everyday consumers, everyday businesses rely on some form of urea. 50% of our trucking industry around Australia, which we know absolutely is the heartbeat of Australia, run with this diesel, with the AdBlue in the diesel. So there could be some real big complications coming into Christmas if they don't work out other sources of or other ways to get urea out of China. So a tough one for them.
And, mate, what can you tell us about the Dan Murphy shortage as well? The shortage is everywhere.
This is a double whammy for the Aussies. Dan Murphy's, same thing, looking at, so many Aussies staying at home, so many just travelling just to see family and friends. Dan Murphy's could be running short on beer, wine, this Christmas. And now urea can't get the beer and wine and everything there.
Oh, urea, go and see the doctor for that.
It's Dan Murphy's. Yeah, so what Uncle Dan, just make sure, in any case.
We don't want to see beer hoarding.
No just don't. Do it responsibly, but load up early.
Oh, no.
Load up shortage of beer and make your own urea, is what I say.
Absolutely.
Look, this is a bit of a dead set need to know, as beer shortages are too. There are new COVID testing rules. They come into effect 1 a.m. Monday, December 13, when the borders open. We will hit 80% later this week. There will be new tests. So if you've got relatives coming up, understand that they must have test 72 hours, a PCR test, a negative PCR test, 72 hours before they travel, and then again 5 days into visiting Queensland. So please understand that to get that test before you arrive is going to put huge pressure on the infrastructure south of the border. So tell them to get in early and get that done, with a focus in the future on checking in, please. QR coding once the border opens.
Absolutely. And some good news for local Aussie Liam O'Brien, 22-year-old. He had his last competition last couple of days, which meant that he won it, and that puts him in the World Surfing League next year. So he's on the tour. So a local that surfs out here at Snapper.
Yeah, he's a member of the Burley Board Riders for 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah, those highlights of him surfing at Haleiwa were just incredible on the news last night. He can surf, and that was solid, lumpy Hawaiian stuff.
And how good is it? His first actual event in the WSL is at Pipeline in Hawaii. It does not get any bigger than that. He's only 22. He's 10 years away from owning his own beer company, you little ripper.
And that is what you need to know.